This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jen.
Can I vent for a minute,
sure,
Jenny?
Sure, you can.
And I've told you this many times, okay? My wife does not think that sleep is necessary for me.
Right.
She doesn't. She waits. If she's going to go out of town, like she's going out of town today, okay? A work-related thing. And she waits until like 8 o'clock, 8:30 at night to start packing. Well, where do you pack at? In your bedroom, right?
Right. Yeah.
So she's packing all the way up till almost midnight last night. The lights are on, banging stuff around, and I'm like, really? You got to do it now?
Did you say anything?
You're at home all day yesterday.
Did you say anything?
Well, I grumbled. I rolled over, pulled the cover over my head.
Because to me, you're just letting it happen.
What do you do?
Well, you put your foot down.
If you see something, you say something.
Yeah. And maybe ask for a little bit of respect.
Yeah. I mean, I just toss and turn out the lights. And it was just a long night, Jamie. It was a long
night. Are you going to be okay? You're going to make it there, pumpkin?
Yeah, but okay. She's out of town. That's the upside.
She left already?
Yeah, she left this morning.
Yeah.
Off to Florida or somewhere. I don't know. But, so gone. So it's me and Frog all week.
And that's Grandpa cool. Gus.
And Grandpa Gus.
Yeah.
Grandpa Gus will take him to school.
Nice.
And then I'll do the afternoon chores.
Man,
for
you're a lucky dude. I'm telling you what. Yeah. When you raise a kid all by yourself, it is trying to figure out all
can't
this
even
stuff
imagine, Jamie.
Is insane. But you're just like, you got a guy living in the basement that's got it covered for you.
Yep.
Sweet.
I got three people on duty on this thing. I don't know how you did it. For anybody out there that's a single parent that you're dealing, one's enough. But if you've got two or three kids and you're single and you're trying to deal with that, man or woman, I don't know how you do it.
Mad props.
And also, you know, what we have to forget is that a lot of my girlfriends, they have traveling husbands. Like one is a captain, right? Another one is a medical rep. And they're always gone too, but they don't get the grace of being a quote unquote single mom from people.
Yeah.
Because people are like, oh, you're so lucky. Your husband's always gone. They're like, no.
Yeah.
No, it's...
You think it's a picnic.
Yeah.
It's not. It's the same.
It's
the same.
Yeah.
It's the same if they're always gone, because I'll turn into, not really a single parent, but close to it, this week, working with Frog. It's no big deal. I'm just saying, if you're a single parent...
You don't even
want to
pick him up when your wife's in town.
No. I hate getting off the recliner in the afternoon.
They put that kid into aftercare, and both of them could go and pick him up.
Yeah.
They just put him in the aftercare.
I'd rather pay for it. Somebody else to watch it. Somebody else's problem.
Yeah, right? Like, wow.
Oh, well.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.